This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Nick Pappas, who is the press secretary for California State Treasurer Phil Angelides. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Good to be with you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Last Friday, Robert Klein, the chair of the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee that runs the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which was set up by Proposition 71, appeared on California Connected on PBS and talked about financing for the stem cell effort, research effort. He said, we're working with a bridge financing program that bypasses the litigation, and hopefully in September, through this bridge financing approach, we'll be able to fund the first grants. That's my goal. Could you comment from the point of view of the Treasurer's Office as to what's happening with bridge financing approaches to raise money for stem cell research?
Sure, Mark. I'm happy to comment on the Treasurer's Office current activity and initiatives that are ongoing. The Treasurer's Office circulated a term sheet to potential investment bankers who would potentially serve as the placing agents for bond anticipation notes.
Tell our more civilian listeners what a term sheet is.
A term sheet is a document that essentially spells out a variety of the terms and conditions that would govern the sale and placement of these bond anticipation notes that the Treasurer's Office has been reviewing.
And again, what's a bond anticipation note?
A bond anticipation note is a note that would be issued that would be repaid only with the proceeds of the bonds that were authorized under Prop 71.
And was this for $300 million or $3 billion,
This would be for no more than $300 million.
Okay, which is essentially one year's worth of these bonds.
It is no more. It was authorized by the Finance Committee for $300 million.
The Finance Committee of the ICOC.
That is correct.
Okay.
The litigation from anti-choice and anti-stem cell research activists has left traditional investors wary of bond anticipation notes, and therefore the Treasurer's Office is currently exploring other potential investors in bond anticipation notes, including philanthropic organizations.
And do you have a timetable or a deadline, or is that an ongoing process?
That is an ongoing process.
Now, it's my understanding that on August 4th, which would be just a few days from now, this being August 1st, there's going to be a hearing in Alameda Superior Court to consolidate these two lawsuits that are attempting to shut down the ICOC. Is your office involved in that, or is Attorney General Lockyer's office handling that entirely?
I believe those questions would be better directed to the Attorney General's office.
Okay, so just to wrap up, would you say that this is a realistic statement by Mr. Klein, or do you think it's too optimistic?
I won't comment on Mr. Klein's statement, not having the chance to have fully reviewed his remarks. I wouldn't want to do that without having the opportunity to see what he said. However, I will say that the Treasurer is committed to funding potentially life-saving stem cell research and is eager to see the will of California's voters be done.
Okay, I want to thank you very much for talking to us today on California Politics Today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye.